Sport Ireland has said that it's very concerned about reports of 23 Chinese swimmers who recorded positive doping tests ahead of the Tokyo Olympic Games in 2021 and who were subsequently allowed to compete. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, has been strongly criticised by the United States after the New York Times reported that the 23 swimmers tested positive for trimetazidine, or TMZ, before the Games. TMZ can help with endurance in physical activity. Sport Ireland said its CEO, Dr. Una May, has raised her concerns with the European Committee for the World Anti-Doping Agency at an extraordinary meeting on April 30th. Earlier, I spoke with Gavin Cooney from the 42.ie, who told me the background to this story.
This stretches back. It goes back to the early days of 2021, 7 months before the rescheduled Tokyo Olympics, when 23 Chinese swimmers failed a drugs test at a swim meet in China. The drug they tested positive for was trimetazidine, better known as TMZ, which is a powerful substance. It's prescribed for heart patients, but it aids recovery. So these Chinese swimmers failed these drugs tests at a domestic swim meet in China, but they were cleared by the Chinese authorities as of intentional doping. A Chinese investigation found that the food that they were eating in a hotel in China was accidentally contaminated by the drug. So they were cleared of doping. The World Anti-Doping Agency accepted that explanation. And as a result, they were cleared to keep on competing. Several of that team went to the Tokyo Olympics and won medals at it. And nobody would have known anything about this story were it not for the journalism of ARD in Germany and the New York Times, who brought this to light only on the 20th of April this year.
What did the World Anti-Doping Agency then say about why they allow those athletes to compete?
So the World Anti-Doping Agency said that they did not have any credible evidence to challenge the explanation by the Chinese investigation. So anti-doping around the world works as an honorary system. It's the national doping body that takes control. So it's Sport Ireland here. It's the Chinese anti-doping agency in China and so forth. And then WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, has the ability to challenge that if they so wish. They decided not to on this occasion. And it is a very curious story because there's a number of question marks raised over the Chinese investigation and their explanation of it. So the Chinese investigation took place at least 2 months after the initial failed tests, and their explanation as to how the athletes' food was accidentally contaminated by the drug TMZ was because they swabbed the kitchen and they found trace amounts in a spice jar and in the drain of the kitchen. Now this is at the time of COVID, Justin, when there's a higher propensity of cleaning in a hotel kitchen than ever before. But nonetheless, the Chinese authorities said that they found this. But what the Chinese authorities did not find was the original source of the drug. So TMZ, the drug in question, is a prescription heart medicine that's only available in pill form. And the Chinese investigation were not able to find the original source of the TMZ. They couldn't find whoever was initially prescribed the medicine, which seems like a fairly obvious obvious issue with their investigation. But WADA have said that they didn't have any credible evidence to challenge this. So as a result, they accepted it and we're in the situation that we're in now.
And WADA has been harshly criticised for its handling of this whole affair by a number of national sports governing bodies, most notably and doping agencies, most notably the United States Anti-Doping Agency.
Yeah, Travis Tygart is the head of the US Anti-Doping Agency. He was extremely critical from WADA as soon as this story emerged in the New York Times in April. He accused them of stabbing clean athletes in the back. And he and other anti-doping agencies have accused WADA of not following their own precedent. For instance, they didn't provisionally suspend the swimmers in question here pending an investigation, as would normally be the case. This wasn't made immediately public after the positive tests, which would normally be the case. So they're very critical. UK anti-doping, Australia, Canada, they all came out with quite strong statements immediately after these revelations to raise their concerns and call for an independent investigation of how WADA handled this. Now, that investigation is going to happen. WADA have appointed an independent prosecutor, a man called Eric Cottier, to investigate their handling of the case. Now, his independence has been called into question, given the fact that he spent 17 years working as the Attorney General of the Canton of Vaud, which is a Swiss district that has been a regular donor to WADA. So obviously, like, this controversy comes at less than 100 days before the Paris Olympics begins. It obviously raises questions for swimming and as to whether we can trust what we see in the pool. But I think the broader issue here is that this is not just a crisis for Chinese swimming or Chinese sport. It's a potential crisis for WADA and who are the global policemen when it comes to anti-doping.
Yes, and it affects all countries, all nations, doesn't it, who send swimmers to the Olympics. Sport Ireland, which handles doping control in this country, it was slower to react than other organisations, but they have now come out with a statement. What did they say to you?
Yeah, so as we mentioned, the UK, Australia, Canada, America, they were all out of the starting blocks pretty quick here. Sport Ireland were left on the starting line. But they, having not issued their own statement, they did respond to a request for comment on Thursday of this week from myself at the 42. And they said they are very concerned by the story, specifically around the scope of the initial Chinese investigation into the failed tests and as to why WADA's entire board was not informed about the issue. So they say they've raised their concerns with WADA via a group of national anti-doping bodies, and that group of national anti-doping bodies aim to meet WADA next week to garner more information.
Where does all of this now leave the reputation of the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, ahead of the Olympics in Paris in a couple of weeks' time?
It's severely damaged. A number of critics we've heard the criticisms from the likes of Travis Tygart in the US and other bodies as to how they have handled this specific issue. But now, like, criticism is training on more broader and fundamental potential issues with WADA. Some critics are pointing to the potential for the perception of a conflict of interest, given that WADA are half funded by national governments around the world, and then the International Olympic Committee matched that funding. So the IOC are the single biggest donor to the World Anti-Doping Agency, and that makes up 50% of their funding. So that is a potential conflict of interest when you get an enormous case like this 7 months before the Tokyo Olympics. So this is, I think that's really at the heart of what's most damaging about this story, is that it's not just about Chinese sport, or it's not just about swimming. It's as to whether WADA, the world's policemen on anti-doping, have been doing their job to an appropriate level in policing the scourge of anti-doping across all the sports we'll see at the Olympics.
And what about Sport Ireland then, Gavin? Is there any explanation as to why they were so slow to react to this developing story? And has there been any reaction to, you know, the strength of their statement or otherwise?
No, on both of those counts, Justin. There was no real explanation as to why they didn't initially come out with a statement. On a personal level, and it's just my opinion, I was surprised, given they have historically been quite strong and vocal in their stances on anti-doping. So I was genuinely surprised that they didn't follow suit of the likes of the UK, the US, Australia, and Canada. And they did obviously get a bit of criticism for it. As to how much reaction we've got to the story we ran earlier this week, not a whole lot now, to be honest. It wasn't. And while they raised concerns, they raised it in a quite a diplomatic way. It was nowhere near as pungent a statement, shall we say, as the US Anti-Doping Agency brought out.
That was Gavin Cooney from the 42.ie speaking to me earlier. Coming up, a facelift for the pool bag chimneys.